Well, as we've heard, Russian and Ukrainian delegations are in Istanbul for a fresh round of peace talks. Expectations for a breakthrough are low. The talks come after both sides carried out attacks. Yesterday, Ukrainian drones launched attacks deep inside Russia, while Russia has been attacking the southern Ukrainian city of Kherson. We can talk to Dr. Jenny Mathers, who's a senior lecturer in international law at Aberystwyth University. Thanks for being with us this afternoon. We know that an earlier round of talks failed to bring about any significant outcome apart, that is, from a swap of prisoners. Is there any reason to be optimistic this time?
Well, I don't think we should get our hopes up too high because neither Russia nor Ukraine has, shifted its positions at all. And indeed, you know, Russia shows every sign of just wanting to sort of waste time and give the appearance of being interested in peace without actually getting down to business and talking about it seriously. However, one thing that's different in this round of talks is that the national security advisors from several other states, the US, Britain, France, and Germany, are meant to be attending as well. And whether their presence will change the dynamics at all, I mean, that's a possibility.
These talks, of course, are coming just a few hours after Ukraine launched an unusually large series of attacks on Russian air bases.
Yes, that's right. I mean, this was an extraordinary operation known as Operation Spiderweb, and it involved hundreds of drones which were smuggled into the country, into Russia, and then maneuvered close to the different air bases, different military bases around the country, and then launched remotely and apparently to very devastating impact. And so, you know, this is a very impressive operation in terms of its scale. Apparently, it took more than a year to plan, and also what it reveals about, you know, the absences, the gaps in Russia's kind of security arrangements around its military bases, as well as, of course, the actual damage that seems to have been done to aircraft that Russia uses to launch attacks on Ukrainian cities.
And why, in your assessment, then, would Ukraine be doing this now?
Well, I think there's a couple of reasons. One is we have to bear in mind that this was an attack that was planned for a long time, and so it was already in train, and they would have been looking for opportune moments when planes were, you know, concentrated in certain places, and they were going to get the maximum impact. But of course, they weren't ignorant of the fact that, you know, these talks were starting today, and they certainly would have wanted to emphasize that, contrary to Donald Trump's claims that Zelensky has no cards to play with in this war, actually Ukraine does have a lot of advantages. It's consistently able to be sort of creative, entrepreneurial, and to surprise the Russians, and they've had some of the Ukrainians have had some of their best successes through this use of strategic surprise.
Dr. Jenny Mathers, thank you for joining us on the line.